Photos, Georgia Sheriff, 28 inmates make life-changing decisions to follow God in baptism. By Amy Furr on July 12, 2026. A spiritual movement is happening at a jail in Grady County, Georgia, where multiple inmates recently surrendered their lives to God. The Grady County Sheriff's Office said 28 inmates were baptized on Friday after faithfully attending a Bible study. The agency said the group publicly declared their faith through baptism and everyone who witnessed the event was filled with joy. Together, we gathered in prayer, lifted our voices in worship, and celebrated these life-changing decisions. Moments like these serve as a reminder that hope, grace, and redemption are possible for everyone, the sheriff's office said before thanking everyone who participated. We are incredibly grateful to the pastors, volunteers, and members of our community who took the time to join us and help make this special day possible. Thank you for investing in the lives of these men and for being a part of such an encouraging and uplifting celebration, its post read. Photos showed the men going under the water and being raised again. Baptism is when a person declares in front of witnesses that they have placed their faith in Jesus Christ, according to God Questions. Christian baptism illustrates, in dramatic style, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. At the same time, it also illustrates our death to sin and new life in Christ, the site read. Indeed, numerous other jails across the country have been experiencing a wave of baptisms and changed hearts when it comes to inmates. In August, a Kentucky jail witnessed 18 inmates get baptized, while 45 were baptized at another jail in Georgia not long after, and 14 inmates gave their lives to God at a Florida jail in March, according to Breitbart News. One of the inmates in Florida said, "I found Christ in jail and I feel like the good Lord put me here and we're all doing better each day." Meanwhile, the Grady County Sheriff's Office asked the community to keep these men, their families, and everyone involved in your prayers as they continue their journeys of faith.